Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CultureMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Film noir. What is it? It's those dark, mysterious thrillers from Hollywood in the 1940s full of intrigue, lies, murder, and adultery. It abounds with lowlifes, power-hungry toughs, private eyes, and femme fatale. And one of the key players of that era was Barbara Stanwyck. Strong, sexy, and smart, she ruled the silver screen. And there's a series playing now at the TIFF Bell Lightbox called Ball of Fire, the films of Barbara Stanwyck. I'd heard her name before, but to be honest, I'd never seen her until now. And wow, I totally get her now. She played powerful women in an era when that means you're evil, either evil, immoral, or psychotic. So this week I'm going to look at two of her film noir type movies from the 1940s. There's a shady seductress diving into insurance fraud and a female industrialist plunging into a possible affair. And I'm also looking at a contemporary film noir-ish movie about a young bike courier who jumps feet first into organized crime. Double Indemnity from 1944, directed by Billy Wilder and written by Raymond Chandler. Walter Neff, played by Fred McMurray, is an insurance agent in L.A. He's a bachelor devoted to his job. The one man he looks up to is the firm's investigator, Barton Keyes, played by Edward G. Robinson. He's the one who uncovers the crooked scammers always trying to push through dubious claims on their insurance accounts. Keyes says the little man inside him can always detect when something's fishy. Well, one day, Neff visits an oil man to renew his insurance policy, and instead he encounters the man's wife. Phyllis Dietrichson, played by Barbara Stanwyck, is a vivacious blonde in a slinky bathrobe who isn't shy about her good looks. She flirts openly with him, but he smells a scam brewing, so he brushes her off. But soon enough, they're together again, plotting an insurance scheme that would pay off Double Indemnity, a huge amount of money if the husband dies accidentally in a particular way. He goes for it like a dumb dog blinded by lust, but after the deed is done, he finds himself in a double bind as the result of the murder. Keyes is suspicious, so he can't see the woman he wants to see, and Neff begins to suspect there's more to Phyllis than meets the eye. Double Indemnity is a fantastic dark story of a dying man telling his tale. The Strange Love of Martha Ivers, directed by Lewis Milestone. Martha Ivers is a teenage orphan in Iverstown, a city that bears her family name. She lives with her rich and powerful and cruel aunt and an ineffectual boy named Walter. He's her tutor's obedient son. Her only friend is a blustering ruffian itching for a fight. Sam is from the wrong side of the tracks, but Martha's attraction transcends class. She tries to run away with him, but is brought back by this cruel aunt. And on the very night that they plan to escape Iverstown forever, something happens. In a fit of anger, Martha strikes and kills her aunt. Walter sees it happen, but helps her cover up the crime, and in return for her silence, she later marries him. Okay, flash forward 20 years. Sam, now played by Van Heflin, comes back to Iverston almost by accident. He discovers his old love, Martha, played by Barbara Stanwyck, now rules the entire town. She's a powerful woman who turned her aunt's small fortune into an enormous legacy. Her husband, Walter, played by Kirk Douglas, this is the very first film he ever made, is the district attorney. Walter is a depressed alcoholic. He's madly in love with Martha, who merely puts up with him. They live in separate wings of her mansion. Sam, meanwhile, when he comes back to the town, he meets a pretty ex-con on parole named Tony, played by Elizabeth Scott, and he vows to help her out, so he seeks Walter, asks him for a hand for old time's sake in solving the ne'er-do-well's problems. But when Martha and Sam meet again, an old love is rekindled. Walter attempts to nip it in the bud by having Sam roughed up and driven out of town, but nobody kicks Sam around without paying the consequences. This ménage à quatre, involving the highest of the high and the lowest of the low, is played out in a rough urban setting. This is an amazing film, largely forgotten from an era where the poor and downtrodden were more sympathetic than the rich and powerful. Barbara Stanwyck is amazing, as are all the actors in the movie, but she's great as the self-made powerful woman and potential psychopath. Tracers, directed by Daniel Ben-Mayor. Cam, played by Taylor Lautner, is an orphan in New York City who works as a bike courier. So one day on a bike, he notices some ninja types bouncing on top of the buildings he zooms past. But when one of them, a woman named Nikki, played by Marie Avgeropoulos, jumps down from a rooftop, he ends up in an accident, and he flies through the air, landing right on top of her. It totals his bike, which poses a problem. He holds a debt to a loan shark, and his only means of income is the money he earns as a bike courier. So he needs money, and he really likes Nikki, the girl he just met. So after passing a complex test, he ends up joining her secretive gang. Turns out they work freelance, pulling off carefully planned jewel heists and drug deals. And what's their secret weapon? They're all skilled in parkour, the French sport of running, climbing, and jumping off buildings, which renders them unbeatable. But they all have to answer to Miller, played by Adam Rayner, the self-proclaimed alpha dog of this pack. And he doesn't want anyone messing with his plans or with his girlfriend, Nikki. So can Cam pay off his debts, escape this criminal life, and get together with his new true love? Tracers is a feeble action thriller with plot holes so big you could drive a fleet of trucks through them. Teen idol Taylor Lautner is as one-dimensional as he always is, though Rayner and Avgeropoulos and some of the side roles actors are better. This is a silly movie for sure, but I really liked all the jumping, climbing, and the rest of the parkour chase scenes. They're great. And I hear Lautner did his own stunts. So is this worth seeing? Well, if you like parkour, definitely. If not, don't bother. Ball of Fire, the films of Barbara Stanwyck, which is more than just film noir, is playing at TIFF through the month. Tracers opens today in Toronto and on Pay On Demand, and check your local listings. Also opening today is the Water Docs Festival at the AGO, a documentary series about water. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.